Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Laws of Thought, The Quest for a Mathematical Theory of the Mind by Tom Griffiths is a nonfiction study of cognitive science, artificial intelligence, and the history of mathematical approaches to mind. Griffiths, a psychologist and computer scientist associated with Princeton, examines a long effort to describe thinking with the same formal precision that physics brings to the natural world. The book is not a technical textbook, although it treats mathematical ideas seriously. Its purpose is to explain how researchers have tried to model reasoning, learning, concepts, and uncertainty through three broad traditions: symbolic rules, neural networks, and probability. Rather than presenting artificial intelligence as a sudden modern breakthrough, Griffiths places it within a centuries-long intellectual project that includes logic, psychology, statistics, computer science, and neuroscience. The result is a guide to why machines can imitate some forms of thought, why human cognition remains difficult to capture, and why no single mathematical language fully explains intelligence. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, symbolic logic is the first mathematical language of thought. One of the central strands in the laws of thought is the attempt to describe reasoning through rules and symbols. This tradition reaches back to classical logic and becomes especially important with mathematical logicians such as George Boole, whose work suggested that thought might be represented through formal operations. Griffiths presents this approach as powerful because it turns reasoning into something explicit, inspectable, and mechanically executable. If a thought can be expressed as a proposition and a rule can determine what follows from it, then a machine can, in principle, reproduce part of rational inference. This idea shaped early artificial intelligence and gave researchers a way to build systems that manipulated symbols according to fixed procedures. The limitation is equally important. Human thought rarely arrives in perfectly defined categories. Concepts such as bird, game, or trustworthy person have fuzzy boundaries, context dependence, and exceptions. Logic is excellent for valid deduction, but less suited to the flexible judgments people make under ambiguity. Griffiths uses this tension to show why symbolic systems remain essential but incomplete. Secondly, neural networks explain learning through distributed patterns rather than explicit rules. A second major topic is the rise of neural networks as an alternative to symbolic accounts of cognition. Instead of representing thought as a sequence of formal statements, neural network models represent knowledge through patterns of connections and weights. This shift matters because many cognitive abilities are learned from experience rather than programmed as rules. A person recognizes a face, understands a word in context, or generalizes from examples without being able to state a full logical definition. Neural networks offer a mathematical way to model that kind of gradual adaptation. Griffiths connects these models to both psychology and contemporary artificial intelligence, showing why they became central once researchers wanted machines to detect complex regularities in data. Their strength is that they can capture relationships too subtle or high-dimensional for handwritten rules. Their weakness is interpretability. A trained network may perform impressively while providing limited explanation of how it reached a result. In the book, neural networks do not replace logic. They broaden the mathematical vocabulary needed to describe learning, perception, and pattern-based intelligence. Thirdly, probability theory models judgment when evidence is incomplete or uncertain. Griffiths gives probability and statistics a distinct role in the search for laws of thought because human cognition often operates under uncertainty. People rarely have complete information, yet they still make predictions, infer causes, update beliefs, and choose actions. Probability theory supplies a formal language for this kind of reasoning. It can explain why a rational learner should adjust confidence when new evidence appears, why prior expectations influence interpretation, and why decisions often involve balancing likelihoods rather than applying absolute rules. This approach also helps connect human cognition with machine learning, where systems infer structure from limited and noisy data. The importance of probability is not merely technical. It addresses a gap left by both symbolic logic and neural networks. Logic can say what follows if premises are certain, while neural networks can learn patterns from examples, but probability describes how beliefs should change when certainty is unavailable. Griffiths presents this as a crucial bridge between mathematical rigor and everyday thought, especially in domains such as categorization, causal inference, and decision-making. Fourthly, the book treats artificial intelligence as part of cognitive science history, not a separate revolution. A defining feature of the laws of thought is its refusal to treat modern artificial intelligence as an isolated technological event. Griffiths places current AI systems within a broader history of attempts to formalize intelligence. This framing changes the reader's perspective. large-scale neural networks, and other machine learning systems appear not as sudden magic, but as recent expressions of older questions about representation, learning, inference, and meaning. The book shows that debates in AI often repeat or extend debates in psychology and philosophy, whether thinking depends on symbols, whether learning can emerge from association, whether intelligence requires probabilistic reasoning, and whether machines process information in ways comparable to humans. This historical approach also clarifies why AI can be both impressive and limited. Machines can exploit mathematical structures that also describe aspects of human cognition, but resemblance in performance does not automatically imply identical mental processes. By connecting the history of cognitive models to the technologies now shaping language, prediction, and automation, Griffiths provides a framework for evaluating AI without reducing it to either hype or dismissal. Lastly, no single formal system is sufficient to describe the mind. The book's most important synthetic claim is that the mind cannot be captured by one mathematical framework alone. Logic, neural networks, and probability each illuminate a different dimension of cognition. Logic explains structured reasoning and compositional thought. Neural networks explain learning from patterns and the emergence of flexible representations. Probability explains belief revision, uncertainty, and inference from limited evidence. Griffiths argues that these traditions should be understood as complementary rather than mutually exclusive. This is significant because the history of artificial intelligence has often been organized around rival schools, with symbolic approaches and connectionist approaches presented as competitors. The book instead emphasizes integration. Human thought includes rule-like structure, statistical sensitivity, and learned pattern recognition, often in the same cognitive act. For example, understanding language may require grammatical structure, sensitivity to context, and probabilistic expectations about meaning. The same point applies to building better AI systems. Progress depends less on declaring one framework victorious than on understanding what each mathematical language captures and where it fails. In conclusion, The Laws of Thought is best suited for readers who want a serious but accessible account of how mathematics has shaped the study of mind and artificial intelligence. It will be especially useful to readers interested in cognitive science, psychology, AI, philosophy of mind, decision-making, or the history of scientific ideas. The practical benefit is conceptual clarity. Readers gain a vocabulary for distinguishing symbolic reasoning, neural network learning, and probabilistic inference, which helps them understand both human cognition and modern AI systems more precisely. The intellectual benefit is historical perspective. Griffiths shows that present debates about machine intelligence are rooted in long-standing attempts to formalize thought, not merely in recent advances in computing. Compared with many popular AI books, this one stands out by focusing less on industry trends, future speculation, or ethical alarm, and more on the underlying mathematical languages used to describe intelligence. Compared with technical cognitive science texts, it is broader and more narrative, explaining why major frameworks emerged and how they relate to one another. Its distinctive value is the integration of history, mathematical explanation, and cognitive theory into a coherent account of why the search for laws of thought remains unfinished but scientifically productive. If you would like to support Tom Griffiths, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.